Proverbs chapter 4, verses 24 through 27. These are God's words. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Let your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let your way, all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Last month we had verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. And we talked about the devotional life, the fellowship with God that we have, and especially in His Word and in prayer, not just in our secret worship, our personal worship, but especially in the corporate worship and in the family worship. But there is an age-old problem with us ever since we sinned in Adam and fell in Him, died with Him. And that is that even those who learn to keep their hearts, or at least know that they should keep their hearts and give their hearts to the Lord, often think that they are doing so, although their lips and eyes and feet and hands and time and money and etc., everything else, they use however they wish for whatever pleases their flesh. But the true proof of, or fruit of, the keeping of the heart by the Word of God is having mouth and lips that are directed by the Word of God. So, put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. So how do you grow in using your mouth the right way, in speaking only truth, and letting your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that it may edify those who hear, not speaking those careless words that the Lord Jesus says, we will give an account for every one of them on the last day. The way of putting from us the deceitful mouth or the messed up, crooked, perverse lips, twisted lips, far from us, the way of doing that is the keeping of the heart. But then the converse is also true. What is one way that we will be able to see if we are keeping our heart? Well, doesn't Jesus say, out of the overflow of the mouth, the heart speaks? And so this is a helpful test for us to see if we are growing in the keeping of the heart, if our hearts are growing in faith in Christ, and knowledge of His love to us, and if our hearts are growing in love back to Him, it will affect how we speak. Often, we hear speech in this house that either gets rebuked specifically for the kind of speech it is, or it's just so much so quickly from so many that we'll just say, all of you stop talking, lest in the multitude of the words, sin would not be absent. This is one of the ways that we see the growth of the heart, is lips mastered by Christ. The book of James says that's the hardest way to see it. That's the greatest, most difficult evil to tame. Well, not just mouth and lips, but eyes. Verse 25, let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. The words straight and right are cousins to, or maybe sisters of, they're closer than cousins, the words for upright and righteous. Straight means upright, and right means righteous. And so this helps us with what we look at, and it helps us with how we think about it. This, too, is something that the Bible teaches us about what happens when the Word of God is in our hearts. Remember in Deuteronomy 6, parents are supposed to have the Word of God first in our hearts and then on our lips, so that we may teach all the words of the Lord to our children, not just when we rise up and when we lay down at those set times, but at the beginning and end of every day, evening and morning, or morning and evening, but also when we go out and when we come in, and everything we do. And then he says, let them be as frontlets between your eyes. Let God's words be like frontlets between your eyes. Let them be the effect and shape, how you see everything. If you had something between your eyes and you tried to look at anything, in God's mercy and wisdom to us, creating us with binocular vision, what is between your eyes would affect everything you saw. The word of God is to be like that. And then he says, and bind them to your hands, so that the word of God controls everything we reach out to touch to. But the word of God should shape what we look at and how we see it. That we would look at, use our eyes to look in places that are righteous for us to look at, and that we would have a righteous view, righteous perception of whatever we look at. And ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Is not this same book the one in which the Spirit says, your word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path? And so the keeping of the heart by the word of God should determine for us what we do. Feet here isn't just your physical feet, obviously. Someone's walk or path refers to their whole life. And so we must live as those who are intentionally living as God's word has instructed us. That means we don't just let life happen to us. That means we don't allow ourselves to be driven by our impulses and desires and pleasures. That means we become intentional to live not by the impulses or reflexes or desires of our flesh, but intentional to live by what the word of God says. This, of course, is the crowning and last one in those aspects of the godly life that the apostle describes as the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. Well, how will we walk or live in a way that is loving and joyous and patient, peaceful, kind and good and faithful and gentle? Well, in order to do all those things, we have to live in a way that is self-controlled. That doesn't mean flesh-controlled. That means controlling your flesh. Yourself is not the one in control. You are to get in control of yourself by the Spirit, by the Word. And so you can see how verse 23 from last month, keep your heart with all diligence, and the Word especially being the way that the heart is kept, is connected by the rest of the Scriptures to all of these things that we hear in verses 24 through 27. Controls our mouths out of the overflow of our hearts. Our mouths should speak according to the word of God. It should determine what we look at and how we see things. Let your eyes look, let your eyelids look right before you. And it should be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. If you are out there in the middle of the night and you've got your flashlight or the flashlight app on your device or whatever it is that you're using, you don't shine it off over here while you try to walk over there. No, you should walk in the way that the Scripture shines on. So let us pray that the Lord would help us to keep our hearts, for out of it flow the issues of life. But let us also pray that as we keep our hearts by His Word, it would show up in every aspect of our lives. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this portion of your word. We thank you for your mercy to us that we were able to get to this part of your worship. 2 months in a row so that we would have it fresh in our minds from verse 23 in order to consider these verses. We pray, Lord, that you would continue helping us and growing us in the keeping of our hearts by way of your word, by means of your word, that you would be the keeper of our hearts by your word, and that as you do so, you would transform us by the renewing of our minds and conform us to the image of Christ, so that the way we use our mouth, the way we use our eyes, the way we use our feet, our choices in life, would be like unto his, from whom we pray that you would give us this goodness and this life and this righteousness. For we do not have it in us, but he has all of it in him. And so grant that we would live by faith in Jesus as your Spirit applies him to us. For we ask it in his name. Amen.